Welcome back to Throttled Up, the podcast. A couple weeks off here, but back in studio and excited to be back in studio. You know, not much racing action. I know we just had everything out at the Dome, but a lot to talk about with movement, with drivers and things going on. So excited to get together and talk. So, gentlemen, how are you?
Doing good.
Perfect.
Yeah, so if you're not watching us on Facebook Live, we do have, obviously, my co-host every time, Matt Staples, and the famous Nathan White Shoes Bowling. Mm-hmm. I did like the other day when you were commenting when we had the ice storm that Nathan was worried about getting out in the ice because of his shoes.
Yeah.
I got him a little muddy when I was deer hunting, so... Well, the good, I washed them off real quick,
though. The good news is I'm also seeing you post about how you're, you know, with your work schedule, you leave in the dark and you come home in the dark, so then you don't ever see how bad your shoes are.
Right.
But they're so white, they glow in the dark.
Yeah. Ooh,
so he can see where he goes. Yeah. He keeps them that white.
I never seen daylight for a week. Got out in it Sunday and I about burnt.
You'd be looking like Bronze Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. All right. Well, hey, let's give a shout out here to our sponsors. First and foremost, in the Fast Lane Productions, Brownstown Speedway, Miller's Termite and Pest Control, Tommy Taylor Farm Bureau Insurance, Billy Badfast Performance. Who am I forgetting?
Schaefer Photo and Custom
Tees. There you go.
Irwin Custom Bodies.
Yes. Anybody else? Did I get them all?
I think so.
So we'll play some of that stuff here at the end and give a little bit more of a shout out to him. But so I see you know, Michael's already on, Matt's brother and Bowling. Hey, good, what's up, Justin and Jeremy Owens? Again, excited to talk a little bit here about
it. Mine says Rick Gum is watching, but it's twice on there. So is there two Rick Gums? Because it says Rick Gum is watching, Rick Gum is watching.
Oh Lord.
Well, so. My guess would be that's probably part of that hidden magic is that
He's two places at one time.
He can be two places at one time. So, but anyway, let's start here. Okay, exciting weekend this weekend. I'm just going to throw it out there. We'll start with that. You know, kind of big news for us to brag on us a little bit, I guess. Somebody at the PRI show obviously did not do a ton of homework. And they approved us for media credentials. And so throttled up the podcast.
We will be official at the PRI.
Is headed to the PRI show this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Official as media credentialed members. We've gotten our list of press conferences. We can actually be in the press conference and ask questions. They're even giving us a free breakfast burrito.
Yeah, That pipe, you know, I piped right up when it said, come by for your free breakfast burritos.
So. Oh, well, we won't miss that.
Well, I got you guys both beat, who I'm credentialed through, the one and only Gum Chassis. So,
but we're media chassis, or media credentialed, brother.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it right there.
They have a very loose definition of media.
Yeah. I think they checked to see if we had a website, right?
Yeah, they asked... They asked for the website and the link to the podcast, and I mean, literally, the guy emailed me back within like 2 minutes of me sending it to him, so he never made it past the theme song in any episode, I'm very confident in. But hey, they let us in, so we're going to take advantage of it.
That's all that matters.
And head up, and you know, kind of. I've never been to PRI, so
I have, but it's a good time.
Yeah. I'm very excited to be up there and kind of see everything going on in the new technology, and hopefully get a chance to talk to some drivers and things as we go. So,
Justin Bowling, that's exactly right. It's always a big deal when burritos are involved.
Hey, Bowling, you know I'm a big guy, man. I gotta have my food, so it is on. They're gonna give me a free one. So if any drivers out there that listen to us regularly, if you're going to be up and around PRI on Friday or Saturday, hit one of us up through social media or text and let us know. We're going to get together. We're going to have some of our recording equipment up there, our portable stuff, trying to do a few interviews. Also, follow us on all our social media. We're going to be throwing some things out and making sure that people can kind of join us while we're up there and see what we're experiencing. So hopefully going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the silly season that's been going on and changes and not really rumors, because that's not typically what we do is get into that, but some of the movement, especially around the dirt late model world.
Devin Moran and Dunn Benson.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I think.
That one kind of surprised me. He was not a guy I expected to see go to the Dunn Benson ride. So I'm kind of interested to see what happens with that ride right there.
And I thought it was interesting too that the Dunn Benson ride kind of held open for a long time.
Yeah.
And I, and like I said, I don't know how long that deal had been in place and they waited to announce, but it, you know, after Pierce left, it just kind of sat there and it was kind of silent. There wasn't a ton of rumors about it until the Moran thing came up. So
I think at first I seen that they wasn't even sure if there was even going to be a team.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what I had heard originally.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting too. You go from possibly not fielding a team to, you know, a driver of the class of Devin Moran. So something has happened that they feel pretty confident about jumping back in full force.
Well, you know, that kind of makes me wonder there too, because, you know, Moran was with the other team. What happened to the team he left? I guess, you know,
I'm not sure.
That was Case Bolt's old team that he left.
Yeah. So, I know what I've seen earlier on Facebook that he's still going to run like a select amount of World Outlaw shows, like when Lucas Oil's off or something like that for another team. I'm not sure what the other team was.
Devin is?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, but it's going to be full-time Lucas Oil, though. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, if you're watching. But.
And then, obviously.
Micah, we just said Devin Moran went to Dunn Benson. He said, who do we think would go? That was announced today, Mike.
Yeah, that one came out. You know, another big one is, you know, kind of the shakeup at Clint Bowyer Racing.
Oh, yeah. Went from two teams to one team, you know, so.
And, you know, and obviously, again, I don't want to get into rumors because we don't do that, but obviously I think everybody in the dirt late model world, especially in our area, is waiting to see what Don's going to do and where Don O'Neill's going to end up and, you know, where he's going to race. But that's kind of been an interesting deal because there just hasn't been a whole lot of news coming out of that camp and what's going on. But it was cool to see him at the Dome in Huddy's car and getting to compete in that too.
Yeah, it was cool to see him in the 71 out at the Dome. I mean, that brought back a lot of memories there when, you know, Don was in the 71 car. Tyler Collins said he heard Zach Burton was getting in the 19 ride and Derek Bottoms was going to be crew chief.
Well, I can tell you this. If those two are together, they won't ever make it to the track. those two will end up wrecking before they even get to the track. And that's not a comment on their driving in any way, shape, or form. That's a comment on those two in one vehicle together.
Yeah, they like to bash each other every chance they get.
Yeah, I can't see them surviving to get there together.
They'd be like, about like Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson last year.
So, you know, kind of as we wrap up the season too, you know, and looking ahead, I'm going to throw out the question to you guys. What excites you guys about going into next year? I mean, I think we're all at that point now where – we've had some time away from it and the itch is starting to get there again about, you know,
I'm super excited that Brownstown Speedway got a Hill Tour date next year.
Very cool.
Summer Nationals will be back at Brownstown Speedway. So
June 27th, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So that is what I'm super excited about for next year. I hated it that we didn't have one last year. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't really have one thing I'm particularly, you know, I can't really narrow it down to one thing, but I mean, off season's been nice, but still be nice to see some cars go around in circles, hopefully in March. So
I don't want to go out on a limb and put us in the, you know, the situation we've been in the last few years with the icebreaker or anything, but I'm really hoping that with the way the weather has been so far in November, I'm kind of hoping we've moved up the winter months a little bit, and we're going to get all this winter out, you know, through February, and maybe we get, catch some good weather in March and get the icebreaker in and get some of those races in earlier. I really hope it's not May before we start racing.
Oh, yeah. Brock Burton just put on here building a super late model for next season, so that's some breaking news there. Brock, you're going to be in a super late model.
And Daryl Smith also said the team owner of the Moran car was going to retire after the 2019 season anyway. So
he's only got one more season.
Yeah, that probably prompted the move there. So, you know, I think for me, you know, the exciting thing, you know, especially with us kind of getting involved in this and doing this during this year is to really see some of these drivers, especially these young drivers that we saw success out of this year, to see what they can come back and do next year. Because, you know, as anybody, sometimes I don't ever want to say it's easy. Sometimes you can surprise people. And once they know you're a threat, it gets a lot tougher, you know, on the track. They're prepared for what you're going to do. So I'm really excited to see some of these young, you know, drivers and come back and see. Because really this year was about experience in almost every group. Experience really won out in a lot of those. So I'm excited to see if those young guys can come back and give these experienced guys a run for their money.
Well, and they're gaining experience, so, you know, that's I'm kind of excited to see what new drivers show up and, you know, like on the local level, who like Brock moving up and, you know, what other drivers are going to change classes and move up or, you know, some drivers move down and maybe bring some different competition to another class. So, you know, all that to me, you know, is good for Saturday night.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's, you know, we'll kind of bounce around here a little bit because we don't really have a – you know, a set idea, but I do want to talk a little bit about the wrap-up of the NASCAR season, and I know we focus on dirt a lot, and should, but, you know, I do think there was, I know there's some exciting news, at least for me personally, in the NASCAR silly season, but Nathan, I know you're a huge NASCAR guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be up front, not real happy with the way the championship turned out.
I know.
Me neither.
I didn't like it, but, I mean... You know, everybody complains about how they have the playoff system now, but, you know, you really don't think, but Joey Logano was statistically one of the best four drivers.
No, I don't think that, and I don't like to look
at that.
Well, you notice he called him Joey Logano.
Now, I could call him something else, but this is a family show. But no, I mean.
We've had Rick Gum on here. What are you talking about?
No, saying, family show. That's about as loose of a term as us being media credentialed.
But, I mean, you know, I really don't care much for it. But, I mean, he's a good driver, so.
Well, I'm going to say Nathan is no longer a NASCAR
aficionado.
I ain't going to get tore up like I did a few years ago. I kind of mellowed out a little bit on that stuff. But if I can't control it, I'm not going to get mad about it. So.
All I'm going to say is if Truex wasn't going to walk the walk, he probably shouldn't have said nothing in the press conference.
Right.
That was a letdown.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he had him more than once to do what he said he was going
to
do.
To put him in the wall and finish it.
Yep. And he didn't.
Yep.
And what did he have to lose? I mean, he was changing teams anyway.
Right.
I agree 100%. I understand emotions and being fired up, but I think if you're going to make it, you got to make sure it happens. And, hey, Chad Stapleton said, and this will probably go back to why Nathan is so disappointed in the finish, is that he loves Danica. I'm sure that the rest of the year after Daytona was just a letdown for you.
Well, all I'm going to say is, you know, Ricky Stenhouse couldn't race when he was dating her. Now, you know, she's with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are doing horribly.
Yeah.
So there might be some taboo with that girl.
You think there might be the touch of death?
Yeah,
right
there could be.
But what I think's funny about the whole Danica deal is as soon as she left Stuart Haas Racing, that 10 car was relevant every week. I mean, Eric was fast almost everywhere he went.
Did you expect anything different?
No. Because they have a real driver in that car now instead of just a marketing machine. But anyway.
He's earning some of it back.
He's gotten a little bit there.
Oh, my. I'm not going to repeat Chad's next comment there. So.
Got Rick Gum's coming.
And there went the family show moniker. But let's talk a little bit about the silly season.
I'll drink to that.
This is going to be another one of those off the rails.
It's
going to
be bad. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the silly season of NASCAR, the moves. A lot of moves going back and forth. And I will say, I appreciate, and I even told Matt this the other day off the air, Nathan, that you keep me up on the silly season moves on Facebook, because every day I get on, and you've already told me to be watching, because you usually have got some inclination. You give me a little teaser post, and then I get the actual post of who's moving where.
Well, I follow a lot of NASCAR media on Twitter, and 99% of what they post on there, like two or three days later, is right. So I don't know. I just like kind of posting stuff like that. But I think next week they're saying something about Daniel Suarez. They're going to announce him in the 41 for next year at Stewart Haas. So.
Yeah, I heard that too, that Suarez was moving to the 41.
And I think that's about it that's left.
Okay, I've got this question, and I'll be interested to hear your opinion on it. Has Suarez underachieved in NASCAR?
Yes.
In the Cup Series, he did. Everybody forgets he won an Xfinity Series championship. But I just don't think he was very comfortable at Gibbs in the Cup car, because he kind of got thrown into it with the whole Carl Edwards deal.
I think he got moved up too fast. Yes. I think that's becoming the thing with NASCAR, is if you look anywhere decent in Xfinity, you're moved up so fast.
Right.
And I think that you're going to see the same problem with William Byron. He's going to run into the same thing. They moved him up entirely too quick.
It's a good positive with Chad Knaus being his crew chief for next season. But exactly like you said, you know, he's only been racing like 6 years. He had never been in a race car till like 5 or 6 years ago, and he's already driving a Cup Series. So that's almost unheard of anymore.
Chad said he was bought out by the mafia.
You know, it's been a while since we've had Chad on here to comment. You know what? I'm just going to ask you, Stapleton, when are you coming down?
Yeah, when are you going to be a guest in studio with
us? That's a great question for Chad, because, you know, you do liven up the chat, but I would love to have you right here with Total Chaos in studio. But I will say this.
I would like to have Total Chaos and Hidden Magic together in studio.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't do Facebook Live. There ain't no way.
I don't know if I've got a beep button. have to find one.
You've never interviewed Chad. He beeps himself. Apparently, you know, that's a... I'm being serious. I have an interview on In the Fast Lane where when I'm speaking to him, he beeps himself. No, he's actually beeping out Kid Rock. Remember? Because Kid Rock was cussing in the background.
He would beep out
Kid Rock. So
he says gas is expensive.
He can always walk.
Yeah.
The awkward silence.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I think, and I agree with your opinion on Suarez, because I think Suarez, he shows glimpses at times. Mm-hmm. He is just not consistent at all. And he always seems to have that one mistake that kills him during a race.
Right.
But, you know,
strapping in. I think that's one mistake that gets him every week, is when he straps into that thing. So,
but on the
here we go
on the Xfinity front, the excitement I had was to
Tyler
see
Tyler Reddick, man,
was to see my boy Chase Briscoe in a full time ride.
I'm gonna say late model driver Tyler Reddick.
Extremely exciting as well. But I'm going to talk about sprint car driver Chase Briscoe getting in his heroes race team Stewart Haas.
Oh,
so.
That's very cool too. Yeah. But you know, that's
this past season he shared the 60 car with, I think, was it Austin Cindric, and
who's going to NASCAR, right?
Yeah, he got a full ride at Penske for next year because his dad's like one of the big wheels at Penske.
Yeah,
and then the other boy. I forget his name, but Chase, he outperformed both of those guys every time. Well, he won at the Roval at Charlotte in the Xfinity Series. So he's only guy that got a win for Roush last year.
I think NASCAR needs a race there four times next year.
Oh.
Every week. Yeah. I think every week.
That Roval was the best thing they did last year.
They got to get rid of the mile and a halfs every week and do more and more creative things. The Roval was great. That was an amazing race to watch those guys.
I'm just interested to see how the new rules package for the mile and a halfs and everything is going to play out for next year.
And I'll be honest, and this may be blasphemous, I really wish Indy would run some type of, I know it's not truly a Roval, but some type of incorporating the
Grand Prix track.
The Grand Prix track. I just think that would be a really cool situation.
Right. I think they need to run a street course somewhere, like IndyCar does it.
Yeah, they run down at St. Pete.
Yeah, St. Pete and then Long Beach.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you could have a
– My brother says put them on dirt.
Oh,
I totally agree with that. But you're just wasting your breath making that comment. Yeah. So.
I mean, trucks work okay on dirt, but I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't think they would work on dirt, the trucks, but they put on a pretty good show.
Put on a great show.
But I don't know how a 800 horsepower cup car would do on the dirt, though. I mean, that's totally different than a late model, but I don't know. I'd just kind of be, it might work okay, tear a lot of stuff up, but.
Well, there's no doubt about that. You'd see bodies rolling out of shops. Yeah. It'd look like a good late model race. Yeah. They'd be pulling pieces and parts from anywhere to make it happen. I don't even know what Stapleton's talking about now.
I think he's asking if you're in Crothersville.
I am in Crothersville.
That's all I can figure out.
Second coldest adult beverages in Crothersville. Or first. I'll go second because I'll throw Thirsty Sportsman number one, us number two, and Irwin Customs, I don't know, somewhere 3 to 10.
Fourth or fifth, maybe. Since he never has showed up and brought us one so we could do a test to see how cold it is.
I know. He's another one. You know, he's another one of these guys that just doesn't realize the power of us being fully media credentialed now.
You know, we'll probably wear those everywhere we go just so people believe we're credentialed at something.
Well, I'm going to try and get into every racetrack with it now. PRI media credential. Let me in. Oh, Chad said a Crothersville road race.
That'd be good.
It's right down the road. It's on I-65 most days. Yeah. There's obstacles a lot of times.
There's only three roads in Crothersville. I mean, you got to have four to at least get a square out of
my
it.
My road, this road, and 31. Rally racing. That might be fun. Put a jump on the backstretch of Talladega.
Well, they usually do jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually go airborne. Yeah.
Talladega is usually the Joey Chitwood thrill show down there, man. That's
I still think I would, and I do miss the Prelude to the Dream.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I just wish they would do something to put those, you know, a mixture of those NASCAR guys in dirt,
right,
you know, and have them do something with it. Because
what was cool with the Prelude though, they put drivers of everything,
right?
You know,
our NHRA and
Tony Kanaan was there, and the Pedregons showed up. That's what
so
I thought
was Danica, but she crashed.
You know
so.
What? He gets,
I said drivers.
Yeah,
he grows and then he falls.
Oh yeah, you know he's like a wave. You know, peaks and troughs. That's white shoes.
Mm-hmm. One and only.
Now here's a comment, Chad Stapleton. From Edinburgh, Indiana, says NASCAR, a bunch of rednecks living the Dukes of Hazzard fantasy. I thought at first that said Chad Stapleton, just a redneck living the Dukes of Hazzard fantasy. But
Chad's got a nice house, so I'm not going to put him there. Yeah. There's not chickens in his front yard or nothing.
There's no chickens, but one of the best videos I've ever seen of Chad was when he got the bug sprayer.
Yeah, and he drove around the field behind his house.
Facebook Live.
He wins $3,000 and buys a with a mosquito fogger.
With a bug doper. I mean, I'm sorry, Chad. I'd love to have one, but if that ain't redneck, I don't know what is. That was a blast. And I'm the redneck that watched it online and enjoyed it.
All right, it's obvious we need to get off the NASCAR because this just ain't us. So.
No.
Who else? Who went to best? I forgot.
Tyler Erb.
That's right.
Yep.
Turbo himself. They're not a sponsor yet.
Yeah.
Stapleton said he's a modern day thrill billy.
Oh, I can't wait till next year.
I'll be honest, Chad. I think that Total Chaos tattoo needs to be covered up with Thrill Billy.
That is good.
I will say it. Believe me, when he rolls out that first time next year.
The Thrill Billy.
The modern day Thrill
modern
Billy.
Day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. That's got to be a t-shirt, the modern day
that
Thrill
sells
Billy.
Yeah. Shirts.
All right, who else we got? What else is going on in the dirt world? All right, I'm going to throw this out here. I did see this the other day, and I know you guys are late model guys. But a girl that's big in midget racing, her family's big in midget racing, threw out a comment that she was at the Dome, watched the midget races at the Dome, and she says the Dome is a better race than the Chili Bowl. Thoughts? And she backed it up. I'll explain what her thought was, because at first it was one of those emotional reactions, like you can't take the Chili Bowl over. You can't put the Dome over the Chili Bowl, but
I never seen highlights of the stuff at the Dome over. So I don't know.
I guess I'm gonna say it's so hard to get tickets to the Chili Bowl.
That's the iconic nature of the Chili Bowl is what I think holds it over.
But and the prestige of that race and who's raced in that race.
Her argument was, jeez. The modern day thrill billy. Her argument was, though, that the Dome track is wider, offers a more racing. She said it was just an amazing race, and I've only watched pieces and parts of it, but
I could, from a race itself standpoint, I'll probably agree with that,
but the iconic nature of it, I think, is tough.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a lot like, you know, in comparison.
The World 100's prestige with all the other, with the Dream, you know, it's the same racetrack.
Agreed.
You know, the World pays less money, but the prestige of that, you know.
To put your name with the World 100 champions is a whole different level.
Yes.
I agree with that.
He can't talk about Danica. He don't say nothing.
Mm. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
He got nothing on us. Yeah.
Nada.
That's why my brother, he has no opinion either.
I'm looking here.
You're licking.
God. I was at...
That's what he said.
Been cold outside, ain't it?
Yeah, getting cold. I was looking this at. I was on this website here, and it's actually Dirt on Dirt. I had a couple different pulled up, but talking about some of the rumors here with tracks and series and promoters, and talking about Matt Curl resigning as the series director of the World of Outlaws Late Model Series to take over ownership of Fairbury in Illinois. So he is primary ownership of now the Fairbury Legion Speedway. So, and then let's see what else we got here. Fremont Speedway in Northern Ohio looks like dropped its crate late model series. Jackson County Speedway in Jackson, Ohio is closed for good.
And you know, that's talking about the social media, and that is one thing that I got to say is people get on, you know, late Saturday night, Sunday, you know, and bash their local track. Mm-hmm. They bash it for 3 or 4 days. That's why, you know, racetracks are closing down and things like that, because people that don't know if they want to go watch the sport when, you know, for 3 days all you see is negative, they're not going to want to show up anyway.
Well, people that post that kind of stuff, they don't realize what they're doing, you know, how bad they're hurting the sport. And, you know, like I said, you see it every Saturday night, don't matter where it's at.
Oh, no, there can be 8 different racetracks, and they're all, every one of them is getting bashed.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't matter. You know, I think the thing that frustrates me about that is a lot of them get bashed in multiple ways. And what I mean by that is, you know, it seems like every class somebody's mad and somebody's, mm-hmm. you know, bashing it. Then you've got the guy that's bashing the way the track was set up. And then you got the fan that's upset. You know, and sometimes I sit there at some of these races and tracks and think, did they watch any of the race,
right.
or were they busy just being upset about mm-hmm. something? Because I think a lot of them are just ticked off about something.
But you know, they never get on there and want to give a shout out or, you know, realizing the struggles. You know, if they can't say negative, they say nothing, right. and that's.
Well, you can say anything behind a keyboard, but
keyboard warriors.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
But okay, well, I was just going to ask this, but I just saw this. I just pulled it up. I was going to ask if anybody had heard any updates on Bloomington Speedway and what was going on, but I just saw November 30th they did post that that the 2019 season is fast approaching and dates with USAC and MSCS are already booked and working on other shows. So
that's good.
Must be going to hold on. I was a little worried when we had heard that they weren't hosting a banquet or doing anything to kind of wrap up the 18 season, so.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that they're staying there on Friday night, so that's.
I agree 100%.
For those of you who want to get your sprint car fixed.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was upholding you there.
Take your shots. Take your shots on it.
Hey, I'm all about it, man. That's a former racing, so.
Yeah. Hey. It's all good. Just not a late model track.
No. I mean, you know, when you know the crate cars, when we go there, I think they do good for Bloomington.
I do.
But Bloomington's kind of narrow and, you know, wasn't built for a late model.
What else? I'm struggling, man. I'll just be honest. I don't have a whole lot.
What do you got, man? You're in the know.
Yeah, you're the brains.
Everything we hear it from Nathan Bowling. So
I don't know what do you want to talk about.
I seen your dad put on there that the super stock class is going to be interesting next year.
I agree.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, you're going to have, I think, who all's getting a super? I know somebody said Jamie Wilson's getting a car.
Yeah, I heard he was going back to the super stocks.
Yeah. Who else? I think Derek Clegg maybe.
I heard he was wanting to, but I haven't heard
right,
where that, it went with it. So,
who else was getting one? Well, Rick Gum, I guess.
You guess?
Well, that last I talked to him, I don't know.
Is anybody else looking at what? I mean, Stapleton.
Chad, I think Rudolph does really have a red nose.
Well, but first of all, I want to say that we're not at liberty to discuss that because from what I've read on Facebook and
oh yeah, that's offensive.
Has
yeah.
outraged me. Yeah. And that's an offensive book that leads to bullying.
Bigotry.
Yeah, so Chad
Brent Lee says Matt Boatnick's going to be in a super stock.
Yeah, that's
next year.
Who else I was thinking of. Yes.
So that's super stock class, man. That will be the most stacked class yep. around. So
I agree. It's Rudolph.
Yeah, you know, Dustin is right. You know, that's we can't talk about Rudolph anymore. That's an offensive, you know, taking the show from the 60s off.
Yep. Then we can't start playing Baby It's Cold Outside. They'll get tore out all to heck about that.
Yeah.
Sad.
So what are you looking forward to most to next year?
Do what?
I said, what are you looking forward to the most next year?
I'm gonna interrupt Nathan before you say just because we have a good mix of drivers on
yes.
Right now. So I want to throw this out, and we've kind of talked to a few of the drivers that have been on, and but one thing we want to do, and so reach out to us through social media, you know, text Matt or I, but we would like to come out and do some garage visits, some shop visits. We'll do some video cameras and some recording while we're out there, but get a chance to kind of see where you're at in the shop, what's going on, how the off season's going, and catch up with drivers. So we're willing to come to the garage, to the shop, so reach out to us if you're interested.
Well, Jeremy Owens already said I'm in, so there's one.
And let it.
Rudolph does have a red nose, and I do have a super stock.
So it's confirmed Rick Gums in a super stock next year.
Breaking news.
And Rudolph has a red nose.
Yeah.
I've got it.
That's from years and years of drinking.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. The first rumor of 2019 is somehow the Rudolph with a red nose comments making Rick Gums super stock go faster. I'm throwing the first. There's got to be something with the car that's going on there. So
it looks like Chad's invited us up to SSI also for that ordeal.
Yeah,
so
reach out and let us know some good times, because like I said, we really do. We want to come out and do some promoting of you guys and the new sponsors you guys are collecting and things. So
we'll call it Throttled Up the home visit.
Absolutely. And we're working on a new sponsor, so we do have an official Throttled Up cooler.
Yes,
that will come with us. Working on a new sponsor, trying to get them to jump on board with the podcast. So
you guys will totally agree that it's just our style.
It's 100% right up ours. So it's kind of like a Yeti, only different.
Yes. I think Chad and Rick are going at it there.
Rick says, can't come to my shop.
I've been there.
Hey, Rick, can we come to the shop as long as we don't bring any cameras of any type? That way the magic stays hidden.
I feel pretty honored. I've been allowed in there, man.
I'm not going to go there. I wanted to.
No media. No flash photography.
Rick, I just want to say, I thought you had a super stock this year. Was I wrong? Was that?
No, it was a modified.
Well, I saw sprint car at one point.
I heard sprint car with a.
He was running a wing sprint at one point.
Yeah. I laughed when I read that comment. It's a sprint car with a pure stock body on it.
Be an interesting seating arrangement, and even getting the body on, I'd like to know.
That would be pretty cool, though. Just to see something.
I don't even know if Rick could pull that one
off. Getting that right rear up underneath the fender might be interesting. I'm just saying.
We're going down a bad road. Dead end.
No, they all quit commenting.
Yeah, it got really quiet.
I think they're all waiting for Rick.
It's a good old car.
It's a good old car. Rick, when's the next...
Big block modifying.
Rick, when's the next time we're having dinner at Thirsty's? That's another good question for you.
He's not even going to answer that.
No.
We need to get them to sponsor us is really who we need.
I know. Rick worked on it.
Yeah, Rick, that night we was in there, he did a good job of trying to sell it. So that's he really did, Nathan. I mean, he had the owner right there tell him to give us some money. So that's
I think that's what we need to do, Rick. I think we need to one of these upcoming episodes, I think we just need to take the portable recorder down and record at Thirsty's one night.
Oh, my.
9:30, he said. Oh, White Shoes is already in his PJs.
Yeah,
he showed up in his PJs.
I got my pajamas on.
You guys, listen, what rumors have you heard?
Throw them out here, too.
Let us know.
We've totally derailed.
Because we need to start making appointments for pretty much every driver listening right now. They all invited us to their shop, except for Rick.
Wonder if he's going to have a booth at the PRI show this weekend. Never mind.
Yeah, Mike, we talked about Kurt Busch going to the one also.
Let's see here.
Let's do your hot pass idea with the three of us. Anybody else wants to chime in that you always put corner the drivers on.
Oh, the off the track questions?
Yeah.
Let me find them. I think they're over here.
Uh-oh.
That's a good idea.
Did Gum just say that the thirsty's kicked him out?
Yeah, it does say kicked me out, so.
That's probably going to hurt our ability to get a spot.
Yeah, we're probably not going to get that now.
Yeah,
so.
That went down the toilet.
Just like the dome, he said. I wasn't going to bring that up, Rick.
Yeah. I'd hate to see who he put on top of a tire at Thursday's.
They had a wall out there on the inside this year. They still have the tires. I noticed they had a little wall on the inside on pictures. I didn't watch any video or anything. But
all right, so we'll start. We'll throw it to Nathan first.
You guys can chime in out there, too. Just type your answer.
Yeah, these are our throttled up off the track questions. So, hobbies away from the racetrack.
Well, it is deer season right now. I did kill my first buck a few weeks ago.
I saw that. So, congratulations.
It tasted pretty good.
I saw that on the skillet as well.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And I am a little disappointed because I've kind of followed along, and you killed the buck. I saw some people said, hey, when's the jerky coming?
Oh,
you
it's already going.
You said dad makes the jerky. Then I saw Bronze Bobby with the dehydrator out saying making jerky today. And then now here we all sit at this table and
no jerky.
No jerky.
Well, I already finished it off, my part of it. It's going.
Mm-hmm. We invited the wrong bowling.
Well,
yep.
I got plenty more deer meat in the freezer, so we'll.
Anybody reads?
Yes.
Chad Stapleton's hobbies away from the track are killing mosquitoes. Yeah.
Church
and church.
Staples, how about you?
I announce other sporting events here at Jennings County High School. That's pretty much year-round there now. So,
yeah, and I'd say mine is, I mean, obviously this and the podcast the wife and I do, and then, you know, pretty much things with work and the kids. So that's pretty much it.
You guys that don't have Chad on there, he just said that Nathan killed Rudolph, so...
Sorry, kids.
I will say this. This is actually kind of funny. I was my wife and I last night were coming home. We picked up the kids at my mom's and was driving home, and we were listening to another podcast. It's a couple from Canada that reached out to us and wants to do some stuff with us. And as we're listening, the wife says, you know, so for the first time this year, we have nobody that believes in Santa Claus or knows that Santa Claus isn't real right now. And my four-year-old is sitting in the back seat, and I couldn't. I've listened to the Howard Stern show with him in the back seat, and I've never hit the power button so fast as what I did when she announced there was no Santa Claus. But I think we made it past it.
Just not in Canada.
Eh?
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't go north of the border. It's something with immigration policy.
Tom Alt drives a Canadian car. Do you know that?
Uh-uh.
1A?
Really? Really?
All right. Staples, hobbies away from the racetrack, jokes.
Yeah, be at the Chuckle Hut.
All right, favorite music, Nathan?
I guess just older country. This new stuff ain't country music.
So. Okay.
And old classic rock, I guess. Old country music. The good stuff.
All the above. All of it.
You and I have a very similar iPhones library.
Yes. Yeah, they
little of everything.
Yep. So I'll all of it. Depends on what mood I'm in, actually, what music I go to.
I agree 100%.
My music goes with the mood that I'm in, so that's...
All right, Nathan, favorite restaurant?
Rooster's, Clarksville.
I could have told you that, too,
because
I think they pay him to take a picture of his plate and then brag about it. Mm-hmm. So
it is good, though.
Oh, my.
It is good. It is the best wings.
Yes.
Hands
down. I'll never walk into another Hooters again.
I agree with that. Matt?
Red Lobster.
I like that, yeah.
You know, I have never been to Red Lobster.
Have you been to the Storm and Crab in Clarksville?
No, I have not.
Oh, we need to go. It is all Cajun boil.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need to go there.
I took my mom down there, and they throw – I mean, literally when they bring it – I mean, you order it by the boil, and they bring the big bag out, and they just throw it on the middle of the table. They give you your gloves. There's no silverware.
Right on.
And you just – oh, my gosh. It was unreal. Great stuff.
So when are we going?
Well, we're going north this weekend, so we need to find a trip south soon.
Yeah, definitely, Skyler. Timberlake for Dustin on the music. I forgot about that. His music isn't exactly the same because
Skyler pulling him out of the history.
Thank you, Skyler Lewis, for the Timberlake comment.
Hey, I do though. I do love a little Timberlake. So.
And I agree with Stapleton's comment too.
Yeah. I didn't see the second one. I saw Tupac.
No, I'm talking about his one-word answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one of us Rick is calling a liar, but maybe all of us.
Yeah.
My brother likes Huck Finn's and Pigeon Forge. I have to agree with that. That's a good joint to eat at, too, man.
That's a good place.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say favorite restaurant. Roosters would probably be close, but... I can't even think of it. What's the place in Madison? Boneyard. Boneyard. Thank you. Lost me.
Yeah, that's the place you buy wings by the pound.
Yeah, I love it.
How cool is that joint?
Oh, Lord.
So you tell them how many pounds of wings you want, not how many wings.
Five pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally slipped me.
Their salsas are pretty good, too.
They are.
Huh.
They had some good stuff. Yeah.
Have to try that.
Oh, and I see here Mike Lennings has been called. Mike Lennings in Louisville is unreal.
Yeah.
That is that's a good joint as well.
The seafood platter.
Oh, yeah.
I have witnesses. I've ate that whole thing in one sitting down there. Like 3 times.
Did we look surprised?
No, but I'm just throwing that out there. Dad, if you're still watching, you've seen it.
Brent Lee likes Longhorns. I like that joint. Man, all these are good.
Yeah.
I do, too. I will say this, though. Moonlight Barbecue, Owensboro, Kentucky. If you've never been there, it is a buffet, and it is not a typical buffet. It is, like, real smoked barbecue and, like, grandma's sides. I mean, it is, like, the most ridiculous thing. So... I'll throw Moonlight right up there, too. I've driven several hours just to eat at Moonlight and turn around and drive back. Mm. So, Moonlight's a good one. Let's see. Favorite movie?
Probably Christmas Vacation.
All right, let's...
oh, my God.
You serious, Clark?
Let's go there. Let's go with favorite holiday movie. So let's start with that.
No, it's overall Christmas Vacation.
I get that, but it's okay. Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have a favorite holiday movie?
No.
Just a Grinch.
Yeah.
Not even Die Hard?
That's not a Christmas movie, though.
It's played every Christmas, but if I was going to pick one, it would be Die Hard because, you know, I'm kind of anti-holiday, so.
Yeah. Christmas Vacation... A Christmas Story is one of my favorites still, but Christmas Vacation, I think.
Favorite movie of all time is Tombstone. So
yeah.
Favorite movie of all time is Tombstone. That one's right up there. That's a good one.
Or pretty much any Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Yeah.
His new one looks amazing.
Yes, I'm anxious to see
What's the new one?
The Mule.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. I just watched Free State of Jones. And it was a lot better than what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey, mm-hmm. Civil War. It was really, really good. Really good. All right, let's see. Favorite food then. We did restaurant. What's your favorite food?
All the above.
Yes. Yes, that's my answer. Yes. Look at me. I'm 300 pounds. It's hard to narrow one thing down. But it has to be chicken wings, though.
All right. Right.
And steak and fish.
I'd go seafood. I enjoy seafood, man. So that's.
I think, honestly, I would go tacos.
Really?
Like real tacos, not like hamburger in the skillet you know, with, I mean, like real.
Like deer meat in a skillet. That's what I do.
Well, like, there's the place in Seymour that is, like, behind the Hispanic grocery store.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That serves real tacos.
Yes. Yeah.
That place is ridiculous.
I'll give you that.
That, I mean, that, I could eat those every day.
Mi Casa there on, what is that, Chestnut Street in Seymour. That's also pretty good. That, yeah, little, that little.
I've heard that's really, yeah, good.
So I'm a, Stapleton said good pizza, and I would agree with good pizza, yeah, as well. So, Chad, what is the best pizza? Where's the best pizza come from?
I'd say Brooklyn. Brooklyn Pizza Company.
Okay. I like Brooklyn.
I would have to go probably Wick's in New Albany.
Scipio Pizza, man.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Scipio. You guys know that. My best friend all through elementary school, was his parents owned Scipio Pizza, so he would stay every Friday night with me just to have that. So, Chad's his tombstone. That's a step above Totino's, man.
Or are you talking about the Tombstone Pizza or the Tombstone movie? Might be pizza, though. Or Tony's Pizza.
Speedway Pizza.
I'm surprised you didn't say Hot Pocket.
I've never heard of the Ordinary Off Post Road.
I haven't either.
Nah, he said.
Oh, Tombstone
movie.
For the movie. Yeah. See, I agree with Chad, yeah, on that one. Jindy's in Hanover, and I've not heard of that one either.
I've been to Jindy's. I think there's a Jindy's in Scottsburg, yeah, too, Jeremy, but it's not as good as Jindy's in Hanover.
Yeah. Sounds like Throttle Up needs to do some restaurant visits, too.
I think we could get right into that.
Yeah. That'd be right up my alley.
I will say one thing we need to get planned. We talked about this a couple episodes ago, is a Throttled Up go-kart outing.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we had some drivers say they were in if we went and did it. So we need to work on that after the holidays of trying to get everybody together. And I see Sparkman said Hayden Hub. I have not had Hayden Hub pizza yet, but I have heard it is unreal.
He is right. You know, that's, he's right on with that, man. The Beast. If you're going to get a pizza from Hayden Hub, get the Beast, and you won't be angry about that at all. Hinkle's in Madison. Look at Randy Haley, man. Mm-hmm. After a night at 3G's down there, and then
good old Hinkle Burger.
Oh, yeah. Only joints ever burnt down and stayed right where it was at, man. That's
only place where the cook, one of the only places where the cook will ash a cigarette right on the grill.
Oh, yeah. That's why it tastes so good.
No worries.
Chad, I've been to the classy chassis. I understand that one, man. That's cars hanging from the ceiling in that joint.
I can't wait for Stapleton to send us the address for SSI. We'll end up classy chassis.
I know where that's at.
Don't tell me if we got the other address, you wouldn't go.
Oh, I'm in, brother.
we have somehow survived to...
Have we answered all the questions?
What else do I got? Oh, this is a good one. We'll go to this one. I don't even remember if I asked bowling this one. Nathan, if you were a sandwich, what would you be and why?
Oh. Man, that's kind of hard.
Actually, I stole that question. When my sister was interviewing for a job, that was one of the questions I asked right in the middle just to see what she would say. So if you were a sandwich, what would you be and why?
I have no idea.
Oh, I do. I'd be a Reuben.
That was going to be my answer.
Reuben.
With marble dry, though.
Oh, yes.
That has to be classy with marble dry, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a Reuben is like, it's not like a bologna. I mean, it's not right, just like I mean, you got to be a little upscale for, yeah, a Reuben, but it's not like over the top.
That has a
But look how cultured you are. You got a little bit of sauerkraut, yeah, from Germany on
there. A little
there.
Corned beef.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's actually my favorite sandwich anyway, so.
One of mine.
Yeah.
Right up there. I like a good Italian, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Can't beat a good fried bologna sandwich, though.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Hilltop Inn in Evansville, one of the best fried bolognas there is. and fish bowls.
Chasey Lane. Chad, the answer to that is Chasey Lane. Chad is just derailed, throttled up, man.
Well, we're at about an hour.
This might be our very last episode.
I wanted to thank our sponsors again, but I don't know that we currently have any because outside of I do want to thank our new sponsor and main sponsor, Stapleton Mosquito Exterminators.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the check in the mail, Chad. I do want to wrap up here and again thank our sponsors.
White Shoes is going to stroke out. That's for sure, man. That's
The Fast Lane Productions.
He's about out of minutes. He better hurry up.
Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee, Brownstown Speedway, Miller's Termite and Pest Control, P3 Graphics. I apologize. We missed P3 Graphics earlier. Tommy Taylor, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and Brad Irwin Customs. I don't even know where to go, but hey, if you're going to be up at PRI, do mean it. Hit us up.
Yeah, find us.
We're going to have everything to do some interviews and talk to some people. Also, go check out the website, www.getthrottled.com. I got to quit looking at my phone. All our past episodes are there. Merchandise is there. So go and get yourself a t-shirt and a hat. Probably going to do another special coming up. We're trying to move the merchandise we have currently to be able to offer some new things. So if you want to get a Throttled Up t-shirt, we did just have a special with them going on for about $10 a piece. We're going to run something again here soon. So be watching Facebook if you want to get your Throttled Up t-shirt. Also, check us out on all of our social media. You can check us out on Facebook at Get Throttled. Twitter show page is at ThrottledUp365. Instagram is at Throttled_Up_podcast. And add us on Snapchat at Get Throttled. We will be using Snapchat a lot this weekend at the PRI show. So check us out on Snapchat at Get Throttled. Gentlemen, it was...
I think we might... off season, maybe try to throw a little trivia in, maybe give some merchandise away if you're cool with that. So,
Stapleton, the only time they become shop towels is when we run out of the Total Chaos t-shirts
here.
Right. Both of you, thanks for being here tonight. It was fun to get back in studio,
long drive.
I don't know if we, I don't even know if we talked racing tonight.
We did, but you know what. We got personal with our listeners. They did know a little bit more about us now, you know.
So if anybody's trying to reach Chad Stapleton, he's out of minutes, so he won't be available.
Hey, I do want to give a big shout out to Chad though over the oil changes there for the veterans he gave the other day. I thought that was pretty cool. So you know, Chad does a lot of joking and everything like that, but I thought that was a pretty classy move there, Chad. So I'm gonna give you some shout out and a good job on that.
Yeah, and I know we like to all joke on here, but I'll back that up too. And Chad, I appreciate you supporting us and all the drivers that are on here. You know, a lot of you guys that are commenting here have been on here, and I appreciate everybody that supports us each and every week and follows along. So thank you guys for that. And again, hit us up this weekend, and I hope everybody has a good weekend. We'll be back here in 2 weeks on Throttled Up to do it again. And again, drivers, hit us up for some shop visits. We'd love to be out and interviewing you at your shop. So, and on that note, we'll take off.